Here's the scene. About 24 teenagers sit in chairs in a parking lot. They wear matching red t-shirts, masks, and their chairs are evenly spaced apart. As the camera zooms around them, they clap, stomp, and slap their thighs and chest in perfect unison. What is happening? Well, this is music class at the Waldorf School of Saratoga. Katie Hooper is the music teacher who designed this unusual curriculum.
Well, this is something called body percussion. And as soon as I realized that we were not going to be able to sing safely during COVID, this was what I came up with as the alternative. We also had to eliminate our orchestra program, so we wanted to have the students involved in something musical over the course of the year, and it seemed to me a perfect combination of both music and movement during what was likely to be a fairly stressful year of trying to learn with masks on every other subject, and something that we could do safely using masks and sitting 6 feet apart. So that's where it came from. I'm not a dancer, really. I'm a classical pianist. So I found them online. I happened upon a couple of groups in Spain that actually put up tutorials of how to do body percussion. And one of the first pieces we learned was a folk song, Bring Me Little Water Sylvie. And that was presented online with a tutorial of how to do the exact body percussion motions with the singing. And that sort of got me started. And then, you know, it's like anything else, you start digging into what's on YouTube and you can find a lot of amazing things. And I just tried to choose the pieces that I thought we could learn. It was very difficult. If I didn't find a piece that had tutorials where they actually broke it down and the teacher was saying, okay, this is how you do it, and here it is really slowly, and here it is up to tempo. When I found ones that were just performances, I learned to play them at 50% speed and constantly stopped and went back and back and back. You know, did they stamp with their left foot or did they stamp with their right foot? And I also worked out kind of a shorthand. I wrote out the timing. So one piece was in 12/8 time. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I spread that out on a piece of paper, and then 1 is right stamp, and 2 is, you know, right hand to your chest, and 3 is left snap or whatever. So I had like a code at the top of each section. So that particular piece in 12/8 had, I think, 9 sections. So 9 different patterns to learn. So I set up my code for the beginning. TH is thigh, ST is stamp, you know, SN is snap, etc. And then with each new section, I had code that I had to add, you know. So maybe in B2, you know, we had to do what I called a pizza slap. So I would describe for myself what a pizza slap was, but then that was just PZSL.
Rylan is a 9th grader at the school. I asked him about learning the unusual terminology Mrs. Hooper developed.
We got used to her calling them those things because, I mean, that's the only thing that they were referred to as.
What's a pizza slap?
It was in a piece that we started working on. So we were sitting down for this part, and we were using both of our hands to sort of slap our thighs, and then there was one point where we would have to put one of our hands face up and then hit it from the bottom and send it up in the air a bit. You sort of hit one hand up in the air with the other hand, and I guess she called it a pizza slap because I guess it's similar to if you see someone like throw up a pizza in the air when it's still the dough in like movies and stuff.
Bring me little water, Sylvie. Bring me little water now. Bring me little water.
I saw in the Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie, that you did have singing.
Those are 3 girls from the same family. So I borrowed a 7th grader from the lower school, and then the eighth grade was in our high school this year, and the 10th grader. So these three girls are all in the same family. And as soon as I found out that I wasn't going to be able, I was hoping I could use high school students to sing and just kind of separate them out, but that was nixed immediately, just no singing, period. And the same way when I did the waltz, the Shostakovich waltz, I was hoping to do that with a little string ensemble, but the string ensemble crossed over from 11th and 12th into 9th and 10th, and I wasn't allowed to put those kids in the same room. So I scratched that and used a recording. I would have loved to have done it with students playing, and they were enthusiastic, but I didn't have a full string quartet in either cohort. So yeah, with the singing, I worked with those three girls after school for many, many sessions until they learned the harmony. I found sheet music for that piece in four-part harmony, and I adjusted it to three-part harmony that would fit their voices. And we worked a long time before they were able to learn it, but it came out beautifully.
Every little once in a while. Every little once in a while.
Unlike choral music, where you can have students in the chorus, and at our school, everybody has to be in chorus. That's not an elective. You know, even as a choral teacher, I can't always tell if John or Mary or Susie is actually singing. Their mouths could be moving, but I mean, I've got all the voices together and I've got a lot going on. With body percussion, you don't have a choice. You're, especially in COVID, you're 6 feet apart. And if you're not clapping and stamping and standing up and sitting back down with everybody else, you look kind of ridiculous, right? So everybody participated, and some of the eighth graders were just as good as the 12th graders. It wasn't like you had wonderful singers and not such great singers. Everybody was starting from scratch. And I never had any complaints, even though they didn't exactly say at the end, oh, this was wonderful, we loved doing this. Throughout the year, I had different students come to me and saying, I really like doing body percussion. This is so much fun. So, you know, and when I was teaching them, I never had the sense that there was anybody sitting there feeling grumpy about it. Some of the kids were a little shy about it, and I had to really encourage them. You know, when they had to do a gesture that had both hands going straight up in the air, I had to work on that pretty hard because they would go up with bent elbows instead of, you know, with their arms stretched, right? But again, it's a leveler. Everybody can do that. Everybody can stretch their hands out, right? They just have to be courageous.
Ryland told me how the students got the confidence to perform these pieces courageously.
When we would first start learning a piece, it would be confusing because, you know, we would have no idea what we were supposed to do. But then eventually it sort of got, like, very easy to do the pieces. I mean, we worked on the pieces so much that, like, when we were about to perform a piece, when we, like, really had it, it was actually very easy because a lot of it was just muscle memory. So, not all of us, but a lot of us could sort of just do it without really thinking. And so, it got very easy towards the end.
And how is this different for you from the chorus?
I guess, well, the obvious difference is that you're not actually singing, and I feel like body percussion is, well, it's more, I guess, exercise maybe, because you're moving your body. I wouldn't really say it's more easy or more difficult than singing, but the process of, like, learning it is sort of similar, because you'll work on, like, one part at a time until you get that part, and you'll work on other parts, and then you'll put the whole thing together. So it is fairly similar, just one you're singing, the other you're
Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagle.